All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 6. Today is October 16th, 2016. It's a Sunday. There's really nothing going on. I didn't have a wrestling podcast, so this week was the mid-season of season 6 of American Horror Story. And come find out, a friend of mine that I've known for about a decade here is also a fan, so I want to introduce her. Her name is Melanie. Say hello to the lovely people.
Hello, hello.
What we want to do is we kind of want to talk about what we've seen so far, maybe speculate a little bit because that trailer was so awesome, right?
Yep, fantastic.
Yeah. Gave us a lot to work with. So far, if you compare this to seasons of the past, is it somewhere in the middle? Where does it fall for you right now?
Okay, so I have to preface this by saying I adore, like, Paranormal Witness, I adore Ghost Story, you know, like, all of that documentary, quote-unquote, style show.
Are those, like, the reality shows that's just kind of, like, based off? Okay.
That's the reality shows that are based on the paranormal, so I dig it. So when they started this out this season, which was something different, I was already hooked on it because it literally follows the same format of Paranormal Witness, like all those sci-fi paranormal shows, like without like the ghost hunters or whatever. The actual, like, I bought a house, it was haunted, this is what happened to me. So that's really what rang true for me. And I was already like, yes, I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it. Yeah. So I kind of tried to find what it was about also this season. So I still didn't know until I was like, oh my God. So I think the whole premise of the documentary and where they took it, I think it's so interesting and different. I do have to say it's not my favorite. I think, you know, The Coven was my favorite, but this is so different. I think I think you either love it or you hate it. So yeah, I think I dig it.
I was just having a conversation with one of the girls that also did the AHS 9 Deuce discussion, which can be found on 9deuce.com if you are interested in reading a blog. I was talking with Kelly, and she's not a fan of this current season. And I said, basically, everything with AHS, you know, you fall into four groups. You fall into people that are always just going to be dissenting against, you know, whatever's popular. You have people that are fans of the show, but maybe they don't dig this particular season. You have people who dig the show and actually dig the season. And then you just have people that will slurp up anything that Ryan Murphy puts in front of them. So she falls into category number 2. I feel that you and I fall into category number 3. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not my favorite, but I like the fact, I don't know, I feel there hasn't been a bad episode. So that's a plus. And I like the whole Roanoke idea. Were you familiar with Roanoke, the whole history behind it, before this whole thing started? Because for me, like, I remember, like, in 6th grade history class, and I got so pumped.
I am a huge fan of this particular story. I think it's the weirdest piece of history that we have that's not, you know, it's documented. It's like a real thing. Do you know what I mean? It's not like other things that are like, oh, you know, it's all speculative. Like, this is, they disappeared. Where did they go? Like, that's the hugest story. So I really think that it's a hit. It's a hit for me. Like, you know, just the story and what they're doing with it is definitely a hit for me. I think, you know, it's just so interesting. Where did they go? Like, legitimately, where did they go? There's, you know, they actually disappeared. And then it's like, well, what happened to them? So I really think it's so interesting. So, so interesting.
Have you ever seen, it was actually a TV miniseries, but I mean, it's a movie as far as I'm concerned, Stephen King's Storm of the Century?
I have not. I know through researching this, because of course, as soon as I knew, I had to get my hands on every single thing. And I know there's a lot of talk of Stephen King's work like influencing this season, which I thought was amazing because, of course, he's amazing. So,
in it, I mean, they mention it, and the main bad guy, Andre Lenoge, he mentions that he was, you know, the reason behind why they did what they did and Croatoan and all that shit. So, like, I was so excited when the word Croatoan was first uttered and then repeated like 20 times. Very excited for that.
Oh, I know. I think it's just super interesting. I love what they're throwing into it. I mean, it doesn't go unnoticed either. Like, the stuff that they do does not go unnoticed, which is so great.
Now, with all that being said, We've had a nice slow build up. Every episode to me has been interesting, although I know some people really got more interested come like episode 3, and then it kind of kept. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really snowballed, which I like. Now we've seen the snippet, and it looks. It appears, and I say snippet, what the hell? It was like 10 seconds of.
I know. It was ridiculous.
That was the epitome of like trolling the audience. It's like, hey, we got a preview. Oh, that was it. And you're sitting there
that
like,
was it.
Thanks,
yep.
Cool. It appears that we're going to get like a, I don't know if it's going to be found footage or just documentary style. Do you foresee it being a documentary or do you see it being found footage? How do you foresee the second half? Because we've got 5 episodes to go.
Okay. So, I really think, I honestly think, like, I talked about this in your blog, but I think that this, you know, this section of it, they are documentary. They're like the TMZ of, like, you know, they're like that gossip, you know, like celebrity gossip kind of column, but they're of, like, the supernatural. So I think they're going to take it to, like, going to different places that they've been, do you know what I mean? So they're going to be at the, you know, the murder house, and then they're going to be at, you know, I talked about this in your blog, but I think they're going to go talk to people and, like, find out more about it, like, these supernatural or, like, weird places, do you know what I mean? I think they're going to interview people about either what happened there, do you know what I mean? So, like, they're going to say, all right, during the taping of this documentary, like, the people who did the documentary were affected by this place. So I think they're going to take it in that kind of direction, or at least I hope so, because I find that super interesting. I was trying to figure out, like, I was looking at the little snippet, like, analyzing the snippet, because I was like, what is this? Where are they taking it? So I'm analyzing the snippet, and literally looks like a hole. Like, I was trying to figure it out. It looks like dirt in, like, a building around a hole. Like, I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what is that? I couldn't figure it out. So, I'm hoping they take it in some weird, you know, ridiculous direction, because that's what they're known for. So, you know, you wouldn't be entertained otherwise if they didn't take it in just some strange...
Well, it's interesting you bring up the whole idea of them revisiting past locations, and
sure.
I'm going to just speculate that based on you doing some research, you probably came across the interview where Murphy said that this is the season he locked down a bunch of people from the past. He's always wanted to do it, but this is finally the season where everything worked out, and he got a bunch of actors and actresses that he's used in the past, so... I mean, granted, we've seen the Cricket played by Leslie. I can't remember his last name.
Oh my God, so disturbing! That man is so disturbing. Like, I can't.
Like, we've had Frances Conroy, which I sorely missed her last year, but I'm glad.
Oh, I know.
But I'm also hoping she has a bigger role moving forward, because I think she is almost the equivalent of, like, the female Dennis O'Hare in the fact that. neither one's ever given like the biggest role, but everything that they're given is like they deliver.
Fantastic. So I'm a big I'm a big fan of hers as she was in 6 Feet Under, which is another great show. But she played such a great part in that. Like, I'm a huge fan of hers anyway.
That was on HBO, right?
It was on HBO. Great show.
If you have HBO Now or HBO Go, I believe it's on demand, so check that out, people.
Oh, absolutely. I just rewatched it in its entirety. When I figured out it was on there, I've been binge watched it. A la, you know, Netflix binge watching. I just couldn't get enough. It was just so great. But whenever she's given anything on it, it's just, you know, it's, you know, I love the seasons where they give her more, obviously, but her in that, oh gosh, in that role that she's in this season, it's just like, oh my gosh, like I can't. She's just such a dynamic actress, really, who could play anything. She's played such vastly different roles, but she still brings it, you know, back to, she still brings it back. She still gives it her, you know, her spin on it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's where, yeah. I don't know. I think, you know, obviously Jessica Lange and Evan Peters and Sarah Paulson, they're often considered the backbone, and then Kathy Bates and Bassett. But realistically, it's like Frances Conroy and Dennis O'Hare are like the unheralded stars that are the glue to everything. They nail it.
No, yeah, I so agree. Dennis O'Hare just... I honestly, like, watching the seasons, I get so excited to see what they're playing each season. And obviously, when they're not in the particular season, you're like, oh, man, like, but I legitimately get very excited to see them and what they're playing, because it's always going to, you know, as every season is totally different, but still, like, you know, they put huge Easter eggs in, you know, they have pieces that they... you know, they always pull in from various seasons, but for them to come in and just, you know, play these characters and add so much depth, because each season they've played kind of like a small role, but a pretty significant, they drop a significant, you know, twist, or they're telling pretty significant, you know, fill in information, which is, you know, that's always so like, oh, awesome. Like, you always remember them. And that I always, each season, they always pull in such great information that you, it really fills in the holes in the plot for everyone, you know?
Now, I know in the past, every season, every following season was foreshadowed in the current season. And I'm trying to think back to Hotel. I don't recall anything. Do you recall anything that was foreshadowed in Hotel that led to this by any chance? I don't really recall anything. I'm sure there was something, but they're very sneaky in how they do it.
It might have been with, I don't even know. I'm trying to think. It was really sneaky, and I don't even think you'll be able to tell. Sometimes you get to the next season, you're like, oh my god, like, it makes it evident in the next season, you know what I mean? Like last season in Hotel, you know, they went all the way back to the first season. Like, that was amazing. Like, it was huge. That huge piece that they put in from the first season was like, oh my god, like, you have to be kidding me. Like, that is so crazy. So I think it'll come, but you won't know it for like another season. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, with that being said, we know that Cheyenne Jackson obviously is playing a big role in the second half.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where I'm starting to wonder if he's going to be the main guy, because he's been credited every single episode, despite not having a role.
Not being in it. Yeah.
Although he has been credited for episodes 3, 4, and 5 as being a voice, which I'll be damned if I know. He might have been like one of the settlers, like a background voice. That's the only thing I could think of. But he has been credited as a voice. With that being said, do you think that he is a strong enough performer to carry a season? Obviously, we know he's going to be surrounded by some other talent, but is he strong enough to be the man here? I'm a little worried because I didn't. He was almost, I don't want to say throwaway character in Hotel, but he wasn't my favorite by far, so I'm a little concerned.
I don't know. I think in the first season, think of it this way. In the first season, did you think that they were going to make Sarah Paulson such a huge part of the second season of the third? You know what I mean? Like, huge part. She didn't have a ton of air from that first season to now. Look at how the cast has kind of like transformed. Do you know what I mean?
The evolution's been there, yeah.
The evolution's been there, but in the first season, did you think that she would pull off what she pulled off in the second to now?
Like Lily Rabe, I mean, she didn't have a huge part in Murder House, and now we've seen Lily Rabe just play a vast assortment of characters, too.
Yeah.
So, like, there's so many things in Murder House that's actually fun now to rewatch Murder House. I mean, granted, it's my favorite season, but it's fun to rewatch it because there's so many people that we've seen come and go now, and it's like, that was their start. Like, Evan Peters blew my mind that season, and then he had a good second season. Then I didn't care much for season 3 and 4 as far as his character, and now all of a sudden they've given him like this more evil character, so to speak, and he's killing it. So it's awesome to see the evolution. Like, at some point we gotta have other people. Finn seems like a lock, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. I hope so.
I'd really like to see them bring back, and I'm not 100% sure on her name. I think it's Jamie Brewster, Jessica Lange's daughter, granddaughter in Murder House. She was also one of the witches.
Oh, yep.
I'd love to see her come back because we haven't seen her since Coven, I don't believe. So I don't know. There's so many people I want to know about.
No, I agree.
Now, I got thinking about this. I want to say Wednesday. So all this time I've been wondering about, I'll refer to him as Pighead, the guy.
Okay, even. No, gross. So gross.
I've been wondering about his past, and I really hope that they touch more on it because, you know, finally it sunk in, like, when Sarah Paulson's character, what Shelby saw in the woods, was how he became Pighead. I want to know why did he deserve, at what point? I'd really like to know, does this guy have more? Are we going to get to know more about him? Because he's such an interesting character to me, being a huge horror fan.
Is he, so maybe we'll see Finn, or we'll see Bomer.
Bomer, I forgot about him.
Yeah, maybe he is the man in the head. Okay, so this is what I'd like to ask. I know you have questions that you want to ask. Okay, so when they showed like the pictures of the around the fire and the blood moon and all of that, that was all like the documentary footage. So that was like, because it said like depiction. So those are all the depictions. So the roles are.
Yeah, you bring up a very good point.
So here's the thing, like, are we watching, okay, so this is, I go back to what I was speaking about before, about the, like, the sci-fi paranormal shows, where they would reenact. So they were all reenactments and depictions of these people's story. So Lily Rabe and the other gentleman and the woman who played, the lead woman, they are telling their story, and we're watching it through reenactment. So those people are all actors? Like, what's the deal? Like, what's going on with that? Or is it like they're really showing the real thing that happened? Like, how does all of that happen? So,
right, like, is Kathy Bates going to still be Kathy Bates because now it's going to be the real world as opposed to a depiction of what happened?
So that's where I was like, I literally had to watch the first episode again and like just grasp it. I'm like, wait a minute. So, you know, Cuba Gooding Jr. and Sarah Paulson are playing, they're acting.
Right.
Like, technically. So they're actors depicting this. That's where, and that's what I'm talking about, like, the pig man, like, are they going to show, like, the actor who played him? Like, what's going to happen with that? There's so much to, like, open up with that. Do you know what I mean? So this is my question, like, you know, we're going to see, are we going to see in that second half, are we going to see the actors? Are we going to see, who are we going to see?
In theory, we should have a whole different cast of people who play the Butcher, Gaga's character, Ambrose, Pighead. Like, everybody should be different because everything that we have seen of them have technically been the depictions of the actors playing it. And it's going to blow everybody's mind. Like, if that plays out that way, like, where we just get a different person playing the Butcher, people are going to just be so confused for a while, and it's going to be fantastic.
No, it is going to be fantastic. So this is what I'm saying, like, okay, Lily Rabe, gorgeous, but between the way that she looked when she was doing the documentary and that the way that Sarah Paulson looked in the depiction, I'm saying, like, I really think that the second half is going to be, like, the second half is, they're going to pull that in somehow about how the actors were affected by playing these roles or something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't know. It's like a show within a show within a show this season. And it's like, yeah, it blows my mind. So like Cheyenne Rex, I really think, yeah, his character is just like that TMZ gossipy kind of like, you know, like running around like, what kind of crazy things have you seen? Like, you know what I mean? Like kind of like a shock, you know, interview, documentary interviewer kind of thing. Like, sorry, whole tangent on that. But I was, when you're talking about the pig man, it's like, yeah, who's playing that? But then who's really playing that? Like, so which character is really playing that guy? You know what I mean?
So do you think, I'm pretty sure we've just blown some people's minds because probably a lot of people haven't thought about it.
I know.
Do you think, I mean, quintessentially, they should have a whole different cast. I mean, how sweet would it be if maybe this is Jessica Lange's going to be the real Butcher? Like, if we're doing like this in the real world now, maybe Jessica Lange's the Butcher. Maybe, you know, we can keep going in the past. You know, I don't know, Dylan McDermott's the Ambrose or something. We could have like this whole new star-studded cast that we hadn't even given shit for thought about because we've probably long been thinking
huge,
like,
yeah,
oh, we're just gonna see Lang in a flashback, for instance. Now, I mean, maybe they're gonna become the main characters in the second act. Like, this could be a complete mind fuck. It'd be cool.
Yeah. So, but then you think of, like, I'm just trying to, and I keep saying, like, maybe they're gonna talk about how the people who played it were affected, because I don't see Sarah Paulson and Cuba Gooding Jr. going anywhere. I see them still being front and center in this new half of the, you know, in this other half of the season. So, like, how does that play out? Like, what's going to happen? Like, yeah.
Sarah Paulson's just not going to be absent for a whole second half of the season. We know that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. So, I think that Cheyenne Rex he's pretty fantastic and he's super good looking. So I think that he can pull off what he's going to pull off because there's so much more coming that people are going to be like, oh my God, like, he can carry this section because he's not going to be the main event. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's still huge things that are going to happen.
He just has to be the guy that carries along the narrative without having to be the man. He doesn't have to be.
No.
And that,
yeah.
And I just had like this great idea for any man listening. If they do recast everything, picture Gaga's character now being played by Alexandria Breckenridge, the original hot maid in season one, and every guy just got super excited about that.
They sure did. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because,
yeah, we haven't seen her. Have we? Was she in another season?
Yes, she was in Coven. She was in one episode. She was Sarah Paulson's husband's, like, affair. At one point, we saw her husband, and he was, like, in a hotel room with this chick, and that was Alexandria Breckenridge. So that's...
Oh, yeah.
It was a very
small
part.
And she did something. Did she do something to... I honestly would have to go back and watch it, although that is my favorite season.
Since then, I mean, she did Walking Dead for past year or so. She was on that, so... she's free from that obligation, so I would love to see her make a comeback. And, I mean, she does do some voiceovers for Family Guy, but how long can that really take?
Oh, I know.
So, we've just really blown the door open on a ton of possibilities, and for the three people that listen to this, now we can cause some speculation.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, stop. You're so funny.
Before we wrap up, because it's 7:30, sure. I told you, time really does fly when you're doing this.
It does!
Do you think that we're going to have... How do you feel that it's going to end? Are we going to have one of those shitty found footage endings where, like, camera falls on the ground? Are we going to actually have a follow-up, like...
A la Blair Witch, like that kind of...
Believe me, I'm in the midst of doing 100 horror movies in this month, and I've seen quite a few found footage, and it's so fucking grating to see the last thing be people running and the camera on the ground. So, do you think that's going to be it, or do you think we're going to actually have a legitimate wrap-up to the season?
Okay, let's talk about previous seasons. Like, has there been a season you're like, what the actual, you know, fuck, like, where did that, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's all kind of, I mean, there's always questions, but I think there wasn't, like, huge questions, like, oh my, like, you know what I mean?
Most ends are tied by the end.
Exactly. There are still a few, like, oh, I wonder what happens, whatever, but yeah, most of them, like, that's, all right, like, that's it. So I think they will wrap it up by the end. But yeah, because it's been such a weird, like, so since it's been such a weird season, and since I'm saying it's a lot like the sci-fi shows about, you know, the paranormal, which do leave it as a camera falls over. Do you know what I mean? A lot of them do leave it like
right,
that.
Right.
So if they're going on that angle of like that, the paranormal, you know, documentary shows, I think you will see a camera fall over and you'll see like scurrying and, you know, things will be like, oh my God, did you see that? Like, they already kind of did that with the preview to this next.
Yeah, you know, they've
section.
Already kind of, yeah, they're foreshadowing it or they're going to do it.
Yep.
I have at least one final question that I really want to ask because
sure.
I've been dwelling on this for I don't know how many episodes now.
Sure.
Who do you think is Priscilla's father? Because for some reason I think that's important, and all we know is that the butcher, Thomason, has referred to him as that bastard.
So I thought about this too after our Facebook, you know, interaction that we have when you had asked that question. So I'm like, no, I have to. So I have thought about it. Okay. I think that Priscilla is the butcher's granddaughter with gas such, and then with Gaga's character, and I know I named her, if I could pronounce it, that would be great, but I can't. So
her and Ambrose?
I think her and Ambrose, because she, like, to that was how she, like, expressed herself, through intimate relations with random dudes. So I think that, I mean, the Butcher wasn't married, correct?
Yeah, because her husband's the one that went back across to England to get supplies, and when he, I mean, that's the whole story of Roanoke, is that people went to go get supplies. When they came back, people were missing.
Got it. Yeah, of course. I didn't think that.
So I was thinking that it was possibly his or Ambrose's, because she seemed pissed, and she could be pissed at her husband. She could be pissed at Ambrose. I don't know. I've thought about it, and I just hope we get a solid answer. That's all I want.
So, yeah, I'm thinking that she is related to her in some way. But, yeah, she definitely beat that little girl over the head with a big rock. So
yes, she did.
She beat her right over the head with a big rock. So, but I wouldn't know why. So I think that's why Ambrose pushed her into the fire to kill her, because he was still pissed that she killed, you know, she killed his daughter.
That seems like a fair point.
Bam.
We usually wrap things up here with a couple quick hits, couple just quick fire questions. Do you think we're ever going to find out the truth behind Mason's death? I think we're going to find out that Lee did it. I think we're going to find out she was in a trance, maybe had help. I really think that they've played it so well that everybody's like, wrote off Lee as a suspect. I think it'd be nice, because she wouldn't know she was in a trance, because Matt didn't know he was in a trance. So she could never have confessed.
But did he really not know he was in a trance, though? Come on.
He was having a good time, so, you know.
He was definitely having a good time with what apparently it was a pretty freaky lady. So, I'm thinking that he definitely knew.
That was his sex trance face.
He dug it. He's like, yep, let me get in that.
Which, you know what, I gotta say, I am shocked, because I've long been making the joke. FX's quote is, FX has the movies, I always say FX has the man ass. We've only had one man ass this whole season. What the fuck's going on? Like, has Ryan Murphy given up on showing us man ass? Like, what's going on here? I'm a little surprised by this.
No, I agree. I know it hasn't been what it usually is, throughout the seasons. There's been more things. But yeah, I don't think we're ever going to find out what happened to that dude. I really, really don't. I think, yeah, maybe she did kill him to just get rid of him, but no.
Fair enough. One other quote by Thomason that always caught me is when right before they decapitate one of the nurses, she calls her an evil whore, and I'm wondering, is there any significance? Because I don't know, I nitpick like the stupidest one-liners, but I'm like, what the hell does she know? Like, is she just calling her an evil whore because I like to call people dumb bitches or stupid assholes? Like, is it just a phrase, or is there a rhyme and reason why she called that nurse a evil whore?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, she really didn't like them. She was like,
she really didn't like them, yeah.
No, and they were gross. So, in that moment, because they do that all the time. American Horror Story does it all the time. They make you like the gross ones for like a quick second, because they do something grosser to, you know, people who are, you know what I mean? Like, the nurses, I think, were probably the most disgusting characters of the season. Like,
oh, most likely, yeah.
For sure. But, like, I know, the butcher was, like, killing kids and stuff, so then it's, like, a wash, but then she got rid of them so we didn't have to see them anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, we didn't have to keep going this whole...
The butcher was doing it for a purpose, though, too, whereas those girls were just like, hey, we want to spell out the word murder.
Like, they're nuts. So they would, like, why wouldn't people, like, check on it? It's a whole other, like, it's a whole other comment on our society. that was a whole comment on our society, like, of, you know, ill treatment and whatever in questionable, you know, facilities. Do you know what I mean? So, they always do that. They always, like, they kill off the girls once you have seen them, which is really nice. But, yeah, they weren't particularly whorish. Like, they were gross, but they weren't, like, whorish, so you're right.
Why call her an evil whore unless she did something quintessentially whorish?
Right. So, maybe they were giving it up during the blood moons that he's in the place, but then... But if our theory, if my theory is true on the, on Ambrose, you know, how come the butcher wasn't mad at the skip it? Skiffage, the Lady Gaga's character. I can't even say it. I should learn how to say it, but I have not. So, yeah, they leave a lot of questions. I don't know if we're going to get a whole lot of answers moving in the direction that I think that they're moving into. I don't think we're going to get a whole lot of answers
right
either.
All right. My last quick hit question is a particular simple one. Are we going to see another female Poke? We have Mama Poke, we have three boys, and they had kids, and I'm left wondering, who was the mom to these kids? Like, do you think we're going to actually find this out?
So, I refer to this in your blog as well, but back in the day, I was a huge X-Files fan, and the episode, which I think is still the grossest episode, was called Home, right? So in that episode, they find the Pollock, with a P, so Pollock, family, right? So they find this, like, mutant baby that had died, like, buried in a field or something. So then there was talk of, like, this mutant family where everyone was brothers and sisters because it was, like, the mom just kept having sex with her own kids and making more mutant kids. Because they were all, like, the mom was, like, horrifically, she was in, like, some horrible accident, and she rolled around in the basement or something. It was some, under a crawl space. It was so creepy. It was, like, the creepiest episode. So, I really think that the Pope family is really a shout-out to the X-Files creators about the Pollock family, because it was the same thing. So, ultimately, I just think it's the mom just keeps making more and more and more baby. Or is she not Mama? Is there another Mama? Because did she talk about herself in third person?
That's a handsome question that I don't know. I don't fully recall.
I can't remember if she talked about herself in the third person, like, or I don't know. I think Mama is the one that gives birth to everybody, but I don't know if she is Mama.
How long before you knew that Lot Poke was Chaz Bono?
Oh, God, I didn't until I read it. I had no idea. I had to, when I was answering questions, because I don't keep up with, because my ADD goes nuts, so I don't follow along with, like, people's names in the episodes particularly well. So I always have to, like, go back and check it out and, like, get to know them, get to know the characters. I had no idea. No idea that was Chaz Bono, but I was so excited when I found out, because I'm like, yes, that's amazing. I love that. I love when they do that, because they do that. They give, you know, they give roles to people, and you're like, yes, I love that. I love it. So I had no idea until I read it, because I have not seen Chaz Bono in a really long time. So when I, yeah, I was super excited when I was like, yes, it's amazing. I love that.
It was such a neat character for Chaz Bono. Every episode, like the day after, I checked the credits just to see if I can find anything, and oh my god, the dude who plays Ishmael Polk, the dude with the really deep voice,
yeah,
he has a great name, which I actually, I'm looking it up right this second. It is Grady Lee Richmond. That's a fucking Grady Lee Richmond if I've ever seen one. Like, he personifies, like, that voice belongs to a man named Grady. I truly believe that.
Now I have to look him up just to see what else he's been in, just quickly. Oh, man. Yep. He's just fun. And he's been on shows where he can be that dude.
Yes, exactly. I'm seeing actually a lot of comedies, which is interesting. So good for him. I don't know. I was just fascinated by him. All right. We have gone 15 minutes past the cutoff point that you gave me. So do you have any final thoughts before we part ways?
Oh, man. I am super impressed with this season, and I just can't wait to see in what direction it goes. And I know I could be super wrong, so you have that. You have that on recording.
The worst? Like now, there's like actual documented. Like there's written stuff. There's audio recording. Like, oh man, 5 weeks from now, I am fucking wrong. And this happens to me every year. Like, all my bold predictions, I revel in it at this point. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to make a ton of wrong mistakes, and it's laughable. Every once in a while, though, you can get something right, and that's when you feel good.
Hopefully. I'm hoping. And if this is some crazy, like, and I really haven't even investigated it further, but I'm just like, man, in my wildest, like, just making crazy speculations. Yep, that's totally what's going to happen. Absolutely.
Awesome.
So fun, though. So fun.
All right. Well, I hope that I can coerce you into being on here again and also participating in the blog, because I don't know, some people like to listen, some people like to read, some people like to do both, and the more the merrier. I like getting some fresh ideas that don't come from my fucking sick mind. So...
Absolutely. This is a blast. Thank you so much. This is so fun.
Well, I thank you for joining the Are You Not Entertained podcast. I wish I could pay Russell Crowe like $100, but can you just say that for me, please?
That you just are someone that sounds... You need to find someone who sounds like him. Oh. Just start having people... This is what you need to do. Go out, like, when you're hanging out with people, just be like, can you say this for me? And then whoever sounds the closest, that's what you need to do.
Absolutely. It would be so awesome, because I can't pull off the voice whatsoever, but it'd be awesome. All right. With that being said, we're going to wrap this up. So, once again, thank you, Melanie, for joining me. Thank you guys for listening. If you go to 9deuce.com/Kentertained, you can find all the past podcasts. Some of them are good. Some of them are less than stellar. But I'm in all of them, so that counts for nothing. Anyway, thank you again for listening. Thank you. And everybody have a great evening, day, night, morning. Drive to work. Goodbye.